We've all been there. We want to take that killer selfie in front of a national monument, and then up comes the dreaded notice. You've run out of room. You're out of storage. You better upgrade right now to iCloud or Samsung Cloud or whatever. You know what? You don't have to pay, because I've got some ideas for you on what to do to make some room on your smartphone. I'm Jefferson Graham. You are listening to Talking Tech. The first thing is, and you've heard me say it many times, but let's repeat it. Download Google Photos or the Amazon Photos apps. Both of them offer free unlimited uploads with caveats. Okay? The Google app has free uploads, slightly lower resolution. Amazon's offer is full resolution, but only to members of its $119 yearly Prime expedited shipping and entertainment service. So when your storage is full, back up your data, back up those photos and videos to one of those apps, confirm that they're there, and then start deleting off your phone to make some room. Number two, this is the biggest one. You know, most of us think that the biggest data hogs are big videos and photos and sometimes podcasts. But no, it's apps. Giant apps take a lot of room just to download, and then they grow and grow and grow. Now, I took a look at what I had, my top five apps. Adobe Lightroom Mobile, 8 gigabytes. Apple Photos, 7 gigabytes. DJI Go, which I use for flying a drone, 4 gigabytes. Google Photos, 1.4 gigabytes. And Adobe Rush, that's 1.2 gigabytes. That's a video editing app. Add it together, and we have about 22 gigs on what, for many people, could be a 32 gigabyte phone. Throw the other apps in there, like Facebook, which is also a big data hog, and others, and you have nowhere to go. So check your settings section in the general settings. Look at the data on your apps and delete at will. Maybe there's some apps that you don't use anymore that you can get rid of. So start there. Next, delete videos. Videos do take up a lot of room. Make sure you back every one of them up to Google Photos or Amazon Photos, and then start getting rid of them off your phone. Trim back text. That'll take you a lot of time. That would be my last resort. Maybe you save every text you've ever done. You don't need to, but getting rid of them is going to take some time. Finally, when all else fails, get ready to spend some money and buy some storage. Google One offers the most generous free storage, 15 gigabytes for free, compared to 5 gigabytes from Apple and Microsoft OneDrive. But these services, with the exception of iCloud, will not back up your apps, only photos and videos. So what other options are there? Apple and Microsoft, 99 cents monthly for 50 gigabytes or $1.99 for 100 gigabytes from Google. That will not get you very far. You can spend $5.83 a month for 1 terabyte of storage from Microsoft. For $10 monthly, Apple, Google, and Dropbox will offer you 2 terabytes. Somewhere in there is something that you'll need. Have questions about backing up? I would love to talk to you. Look for me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio. And I'll be back at you tomorrow on the 4th of July with another quick hit from the world of tech.